The following sermon was preached Lord's Day morning by Pastor Gary McNamee. For more resources like these audio sermons and other Reformation-era study helps, please visit our website at gracerpcna.org. Now listen in as we continue our study through the book of Ephesians, where we see Christ filling us with His Spirit to be giving thanks to God.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ephesians. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 18 to 21, but our focus verse this morning is verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 21. This is the word of the Lord to you, His people. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Let us pray again. Father God in heaven, we do once again thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you have not left us in the dark as to how we are to live before you and what we are to know about you. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring both of those things to pass this morning, that we would understand you, know you, and know how we are to live. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you think some of the topics that we've been dealing with as of late have been somewhat challenging, then I would say to you, get strapped in, because it doesn't let up today. What we're about to talk about is not an easy topic. But in our passage today, we continue to hear God's Spirit call us to be being filled with the Spirit, yielding our lives completely to Him that He may fill us with Himself, that He may guide us into living faithfully for Jesus Christ. This verse 20 is still connected to that command to be filled with the Spirit, to be being filled with the Spirit. And so as we look at this verse, do not disassociate this as just another task that Paul is telling you to do, but it really is connected to your yielding to God. For when it comes to thanksgiving to God, there are times when God will lay it on you and require a yielding like you've never thought you could have to do. And that's what we're called to do here this morning, to be filled with the Spirit. Now, giving thanks to God seems like an easy task, doesn't it? Why would we need such power to give thanks to somebody who's done so many things well for us? He blesses us, we thank Him. He gives us good things, we thank Him. He answers our prayers, and we thank Him. And being thankful is something that as parents, you have probably been teaching your children from their youngest of age. And as children, though you didn't know it when you were just a little tyke, you were taught to say please when you wanted something and to say thank you when you were given something. This happens at a very early age, and that's a good thing. But I doubt if any of us as parents have ever taught our children to say thank you when another child takes something from them. Whenever they suffer adversity, I doubt if we're teaching our children to say thanks, because we generally say thanks to someone when we think they are doing us good. When we think they are doing us good. And this whole dynamic probably contributes to our pattern of giving thanks, even now in our relationship to God. We just generally don't think it's time to give thanks when tough things happen or hard things happen. It's just not natural. And so we do need to be filled with the Spirit, to be giving thanks to God. To be giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world gives thanks, and it's not a hard thing to do. They give thanks for when things go well. They give thanks for when things are happening to them that prosper their life. They may not give thanks to the Lord, but they know how to be thankful. And so when we hear from the Spirit of God that He is to be filling us up to be giving thanks to God, we might ask, what's so hard about it? I give thanks all the time. Why do I need to be filled with the Spirit to do it? And yet this is what Paul is calling us to. In verse 18, when he says, but be filled with the Spirit, verses 19 and 20 and 21 are all commands calling us to do this being filled with the Spirit. This is how it is. This is what you are to be doing, to yielding yourself to God, that you may be filled with the Spirit. And so we are to be speaking to one another. We are to be singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. We are to be giving thanks, and we are to be submitting to one another. These are all calls upon our life that we are to carry out. And the only way you'll be able to carry them out is to yield yourself to God, to yield to His Spirit, that you may be filled by it. So in this little section here, in verse 20, we're going to see that giving thanks to God always for all things is a supernatural work of God. And it is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. And it is the response of a person who is filled with the Spirit. Because I can attest to you that those who are not filled with the Spirit will not always give thanks to God for all things. It is a supernatural, Spirit-filled response of the man, woman, boy, or girl who is yielding their life to God's will and is able to give thanks to God for the work that He's doing in their life and in the life of the church. And so we do give thanks for the good things God does to us and for us, because all that God does to us and for us is good. It's good. And it's good for you, and it is for His glory. And we will look at this little verse under three headings. First, we will see that we are to give thanks to our sovereign God, the Father. Second, we are to give thanks to the Father always and for all things. And thirdly, we are to give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So first here we see that we are to give thanks to our sovereign God and our Father. We have been singing about the sovereignty of God this morning. We have been singing about the psalmist's prayers that go unheard and unanswered at times and cause him to realize that he is taking his eyes off of the faithfulness of God and questioning God's faithfulness because things weren't working out well for him. And then he realizes that God is sovereign over all things and He does all things well. As I said, this command to be giving thanks is a continuation of being filled with the Spirit. It's a continuation of our worship of God. For you cannot worship God without being grateful for all that He has done in your life. The person who is not grateful, who cannot give thanks to God for God's actions in his life, is not understanding the sovereignty of God and is misunderstanding that God is not just there for him and his own self-will, but God's plans are much bigger than your own self. Even when God is working in your life, in His sovereignty. And He's the only one who can do this. But in His sovereignty, He is working in the lives of other people as well. And so while He may be working with you in one way, He's working with others in another. And He's doing all this for His glory. And so as we are called to give thanks to God, we need to be filled with His Spirit in order to give Him thanks always and for all things. This truly is a new man action that is only brought about by the work of the Spirit who is only given to those who are trusting and resting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:11 tells us, you may recall, that in Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His own will. Do you believe that? All things to the counsel of His purposes, to the counsel of His own will. That's what God does. All things, right down to the nitty-gritty details of your life. There's not one aspect of your life that God is not involved in, and there is not one aspect of your life that He is not using for His glory. That is our God. We're reminded in Genesis 45 in the account of Joseph and how after his brothers sold him into slavery and after he went to prison for something he didn't do, God exalted him to the high place of being a ruler, second in command over all of Egypt. And in Genesis 45, when his brothers were coming and seeking and needing food and provision, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers who sold him into that slavery and told them that it was God's doing. It was God who sent him there and not them. In Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph said to them, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people." You see how God was working? Way back before He started to save Israel from the famine, He was already working in the life of Joseph and in the life of his brothers and his whole family. In all these situations, we see a trust in God and His sovereignty and His sovereign goodness. And so to start with, to be able to be giving thanks for all things and all ways to God the Father, we must be able to trust in His sovereign goodness. Because if you cannot trust that God is sovereign over all, and in His sovereignty He is good, you will not be able to give Him thanks. And so we have to know who God is in order to give Him thanks. We have to know that He is sovereign over all things and that He is good. If we don't keep that at the forefront of our mind, then rather than giving thanks, we will be asking, why? Why, God, are you doing this? Why do these things happen to me? Why am I going through this trial? Why is God doing this to me rather than doing something for me? But if we believe that God is sovereign, in control of everything that happens in the world, even evil things, tragedies, sufferings, and blessings, then we can trust Him to always do what is right, and to be doing good to His people, and to be doing good to you and for you. But you must trust Him. You must trust Him as who He is, the sovereign God of the universe and your Father. So here Paul points out to us that He is God. He is God. He is over all things. And He is your Father. So Paul is calling us to trust in Him and to yield ourselves to Him, to yield every detail of our life to Him. For God is over every good thing that comes your way and every what you might call bad thing that comes your way. And as hard of a pill as it may be to swallow, God has ordained it to come to pass. That's what I meant when I said this might be a harder topic than when we think about singing psalms and making melody in our hearts. As Romans 8:28 tells us, He is using it for your good and for His glory. All things that He does for you and to you are for your good and His glory. Can you give thanks to a God like that? Can you trust God? To do well towards you. And in those times when it is hard, can you trust Him that He is still doing well towards you? That's what we're being called to here. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to fill us. That's why we need to yield every last inch of our lives to Him and say to Him, whatever it is you need to do in my life, for my life, in the lives of others, in order to say that to Him and to give Him thanks for that, we must be being filled with God's Spirit. Can you give thanks to a God like that? You can if you recognize that He is your loving Father and will always do what is good for you. Always. That's why we're called to give thanks always. Because what He's doing is always for our good and for His glory. And if you are yielding to His Spirit, if you are submitting your life to Him and saying, I trust you, then you will be able, by His Spirit, to always be thanking Him and for everything be thanking Him. Secondly, we give thanks to the Father always and for all things. Faith is a big part of giving thanks. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And there are times when we cannot see why God is doing what He is doing. There are times when we cannot see why God is not doing what we wish He was doing. And there are times when we just simply do not know how to be thankful. In those times, it was the psalmist there in Psalm 77 that was being honest when he said, my weakness. In my weakness, I could not see that God was faithful. And this is not a simple thing to do. I'm not up here saying, just do this and all will be well. Because it's not easy. And it does take faith. It takes faith to believe in a God that you cannot see. It takes faith to believe in God doing things that you cannot understand why and what He's doing. But there are times when we can clearly see what God is doing or not doing. And usually these are the times we see the results pretty quickly. How often do we in our prayer meeting say, we have a time where we are praying and we praise the Lord for something that He has done. But I don't know that I've heard too many times. I want to praise the Lord for not doing what I ask Him. And yet He is worthy of praise for doing all things according to His will and not our own will. Those times when we can clearly thank God and we see the reasons to thank God, they usually fall into the category of what we might call good things. Things that meet a need of ours, such as a health need, a provision of some type of from God providing something from His hand. Something that, to be honest with ourselves, makes us happy. Something that pleases us. We are quick and we are ready and we are able to give God thanks for those things. And that's the right thing to do. We should never stop doing that. That is part of all ways and all things. But then there are those things that God does not give us that also show us He is working in a way to take care of us. I suspect when Joseph was in that pit after having been put there by his brothers, that he was praying to the Lord for deliverance, and his idea of deliverance was not that he be sold into slavery. His idea of deliverance was not that he would end up in jail for something he didn't do. And yet that's what God was doing for a greater purpose and working in the lives of other people. And there are those things that God does not give us that also show us he is working in our lives. And we've had that experience right here in this church. And not to be too personal, but when Anna gave birth to her child, do you recall what we were praying for? That she would give birth to this child in a natural way. But the Lord did not give it to her, to us, in that way. But then we find out when that child was born, but was there not a very good reason that God provided for us, for them, in a way that we did not ask, but according to the counsel of his own will and for his glory. And there are also times that God does not seem to be there in any way. Where is the Lord? That's what the psalmist is saying. I've held up my hands constantly. Where are you, Lord? Sometimes God does not seem to be there. When the psalmist came to his spiritual senses, he realized that the Lord was there all the time. And so it is by faith that we have to keep believing that God is there, even when he doesn't answer my prayer the way I think that he should. And then there are things that we pray for that in and of themselves are even according to God's word, according to his design. Like, for example, we're praying for elders right now, that God would raise up elders amongst us, provide elders for us. We don't know that he's going to do that. We don't know when he's going to do that, or if he's going to do that now or ever. But by faith, we believe that according to his word, that is his design. And so we pray that way, and we expect him to answer that prayer according to his word, and we submit our wills to his will and yield to him. To give God thanks for unanswered prayer is an act of faith. Believing that what God does not give us is his good for us is an act of faith. And believing that he always does what is right in just the right time and just the right way is an act of faith. And so it takes faith to give God thanks for all things always. And then there is the really difficult category of things when God does give us something we really don't want. We really don't want it. He gives us a trial, a difficult time, or a tragedy. And it is no easy thing to deal with. And quite frankly, by God's design, it is not meant to be easy. Trials, by definition, are not easy. Tragedies that come into our life are not things that we are asking for, not things that we are looking forward to. In fact, they are just the opposite of what we really expect God to do. And yet, if we are to believe God in his word, it is he who does all things according to the counsel of his own will. And these things that happen in our lives that we are to give thanks for are not mistakes. And they are not under the control and power of other situations or other things in this world. They are under the authority of God. Though we may not be asking for them, though we may not even want them, God brings them our way, and these are all part of God's plan to mature us in Christ Jesus. And so being filled with the Spirit of God is exactly what we need to always give thanks to the Father for all things. We need the Spirit of God. Acknowledging these things come from God and that they are for his glory and our good is a Spirit-filled response to God and giving Him thanks. And it is here, right here, that we must check our spirits right now. Am I that kind of person? And am I willing to right now say, God, do anything in my life that brings glory to You, and I will give You thanks. Because if we're not there, then we're not yielding, and we won't be filled with God's Spirit. So we need to check ourselves. Are we willing to yield, to give up our lives and trust Him to do whatever He deems necessary to make us like His Son, Jesus Christ? And then ask Him for the strength to say, thank You, to give Him thanks. As we read in Job this morning, in the midst of losing his family, his prosperity, and his health, what did Job say? The Lord has given, and the Lord has taken away. That'd be one thing if that's all Job said. That'd be even somewhat of an acknowledgement of God's sovereignty over all things. But Job did not stop there. The Lord has given, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That was Job's way of saying, I yield myself to His sovereignty, and I yield myself to what He does, and I bless Him for it. That is a grateful heart, to bless God no matter what He does, to be having a thankful heart. And as we also read, speaking to his wife who was also suffering, Job's wife doesn't get a lot of attention. And the attention that she does get is fairly negative. But what we need to remember, that as much as Job was suffering, his wife had also lost 10 children in the blink of an eye. That is a woman who is suffering. We see her response, though. She tells Job to curse God and die. Job's response again, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? So we could say, shall we indeed thank God for the good things and not thank Him for the adversity? What Job is saying is they both come from the Lord, and they both are for His glory and for our good. It is not natural. It is not easy. And it's not convenient. But it is what we are called to do. And God enables us to do it by filling us with His Spirit. In God's timing and in God's way, He is bringing about all things that He has ordained. And we cannot see it all, but He can. He can see the end result that He is going for. He can see what He is accomplishing in every detail of your life. By giving, by withholding, by bringing trials, He knows what He's doing in your life and to work in the lives of other people as well. And so He calls you to trust in His sovereignty and to have a grateful heart for the work that you can see and the work that you cannot see. All because He is the sovereign God and He is our Father. He calls us to trust in Him and to be grateful for all that He is doing. And that takes faith. It takes faith first to yield your whole life to Him and to say that whatever you do, I'll give you thanks. Well, Paul also adds on here the third thing that we want to look at, and that is that we give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is not just a tack-on verse or a part of the verse in Paul's attempt to remind us that when we do pray and when we do give prayers of thanksgiving, that we are to say, in Jesus' name. Of course, that is what we do and it is what we say, but there is so much more to it than just ending a prayer with it. It is to remind us of the bigger picture of Thanksgiving. To remind us that we only even have a relationship with the sovereign God of the universe, who is our Father, because of Jesus Christ. And it is through Jesus Christ, His name, His person, that we come to God with thanksgiving. In Christ Jesus, we have been given the gift of God, the salvation of our souls. And so that's where it starts. That's where our thanksgiving starts, and that's where our thanksgiving ends. In the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus Christ. Because when we are keeping our eyes on Jesus Christ and God's work in this world through Jesus Christ, we see the bigger picture and we see God working all things for Jesus Christ and His glory. That's what God is doing. That's what He's doing in your life. That's what He's doing in your life. And so we come to Him, giving Him thanks in Jesus' name. Because our worship is bound up in Jesus Christ. Apart from Jesus Christ, you cannot even stand in the presence of God. You cannot even give Him thanksgiving. And so by Paul saying here, giving thanks to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he's saying, this is where it all is. This is why you can give thanks for good things and hard things. This is why you can give thanks all the time and for everything. Our relationship to God is bound up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our worship this morning is bound up in Jesus Christ. And our having been given God's Spirit is bound up in Jesus Christ. Paul tells us that all the promises of God are in Christ, of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. See, that's what God is doing. In Jesus Christ, working in your life, He is glorifying God through you. He is glorifying Himself. And so when the Spirit-filled believer, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, yielding his life to Jesus Christ, and giving thanks for all things, in the name of Jesus, we are glorifying God. God is accomplishing His purpose in us. We give thanks in the name of Jesus because it is through Him that God is achieving all things for His glory. And if some things happen that are hard in our life, if trials and tragedies come to us, and we don't keep a perspective that this is all for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, then we're going to lose sight of what God is doing. And we're going to have trouble giving thanks in those hard times. It is no easy thing to suffer tragedy. No easy thing to go through trials, no matter how small we might think trials are in other people's lives. To the people who are going through the trials, they are big. And it is not easy. It is not easy to see others we love experience hardship. And yet these things happen. And we must remember that God is our Father and loves us and does all things according to His wise counsel. Remember that. According to His wise counsel. That's how He does things. And He does all things for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. And He enables us to yield our lives to His will. He enables us to yield our lives to His will and say, use me for your glory, and I will give you thanks. Can you trust Him? Can you trust the sovereign, good God of the universe to do you well for His glory and give Him thanks? That's what we're being called to this morning, to yield to Him, to be filled by His Spirit, and give thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. May God help us to do that. May God help us to trust Him for who He is, for His goodness, His sovereignty, and for His love for us, that we may give Him thanks always and for all things. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, it is no small task that you call us to here today. In fact, Lord, it is a task that we cannot achieve apart from your Spirit. We cannot trust you, Lord, apart from your Spirit. We cannot have faith apart from your Spirit. And so, Lord, we ask that you would do that for us. We know, Lord, that you are calling us to give thanks. But we ask you, Lord, and we call upon you to fill us with your Spirit that we may be enabled to do so. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.